You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Over the last year, I've kind of raved about how wonderful it is to have moved out to the country. I love the lifestyle. I love the pace. I like the people. I mean, it's all wonderful, right? The downside has been, and Jeremy knows this, the few times that we've tried to communicate by phone, is it's not really the greatest cell service out here, if you know what I mean. There are some scientific workarounds for it. Yeah, I'd love to have a new tower, just maybe about half a mile from my house, maybe. Anyway, what makes it even worse is when my son moved, they moved to a spot that has fairly crappy cell service as well. And now trying to talk to each other, it has become almost a comedy of errors.
Oh, no.
Yesterday, we had to call each other back, I think it was 5 times before we finally just gave up and said,
I'll email you.
Yeah, I'll just talk to you sometime. So because of all that, I'm wondering if I'm going to go the Jeremy Padgett route.
What? Oh, I know what. #landline.
I'm thinking about it.
We were just complaining about our landline last night.
Complaining?
100% of the calls now on that line, solicitors.
Oh, right.
Political. Da-da-da-da-da. You name it. That's all we get. And it rings now. You can almost do it by the clock, man. By like straight up 9 o'clock, it rings every night with a solicitor. Every single night. Right when I'm going to bed.
Well, you know what I think I would do is I don't think I would ever have the ringer on. It would just be a thing where if we want to set up a call with someone, we'll text them and we'll say, hey, let's talk in 5 minutes. Let's talk at 4 o'clock
or let's do whatever.
And then you just go get the phone.
It's a good idea.
Otherwise, just leave it off because I'm not going to need it for any other reason except scheduled calls with people I know.
Do it.
What are they like? $5 a month now?
I think mine was included in the bundle of whatever I got. It was actually more money if we didn't include the landline, which was weird.
Yeah.
Like, if you include the landline, we'll knock it down another $20. I'm like, what?
They want you to get that line, Jeremy, so they can sell your number to these solicitors.
Everybody.
Anyway, so it's making me laugh that I might be going back in time. And I've laughed about that on our show before, that we get all excited about new technology. And sorry, sometimes the newer technology is inferior.
It's reliable. It works.
Am I right?
You're right.
Sometimes we get so excited about, you know, how convenient it can be. But at the same time, never in my life when I was a kid using a landline did I ever say, oh, I got a bad connection, I'll call you back.
Right. Yeah.
They just work. Anyway, so I'm thinking about that. Just
all right.
I don't know. I have to pay for one for my son too, or somehow talk him into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's going to be like the bat line, like the special phone that Commissioner Gordon
used to use
to contact Batman.
It's the sun line.
We'll just have it between here and Hawaii, and then we're good to go.
We'll see, though. All those lines run under the ocean.
Well, there's that. Tell me about what's going on.
Put another camera up at the house. I think we've got about 30 of them now. This time I put one down in the basement so we can kind of just hop on and see what's going on in the basement if we were out of town or whatever, make sure the hot water tank isn't spewing water everywhere or something, whatever. So it's just kind of in like a utility section of the basement, and it is labeled downstairs. And the downstairs camera keeps going off when nobody is downstairs. And I go back and I watch the videos and orbs. We have orbs floating around in our basement, Dom. And I don't think it's dust. It doesn't look like little bugs or anything, but they're, and it's pitch black down there. So, I mean, we're not getting reflective light off of anything. And it'll kick on and start recording and you'll see like an orb. It's like a bubble go floating by and then another one goes floating by. And I'm kind of freaking out. Like, we might be in a house that's haunted. Isn't that what that lends itself to, is
supposedly
haunted?
The orbs, are spirits. But let me ask you something. What year was your house built?
94, 5, something like that.
So it's a 25-year-old house.
Mm-hmm.
How many people do you suppose have died in your house in the 25 years?
I don't know.
I guess all it takes is one.
It just takes one, yeah. Now, I recently did have a death in the family. My grandpa passed away, and it didn't start happening until a couple weeks ago when that happened.
Are you saying that your grandfather could be haunting your water heater?
I wonder if grandpa still loves hot water.
Wouldn't he have come upstairs to see you?
He's, you know, my grandpa was very much a handyman,
uh-huh.
And so I'm wondering if he's checking my furnace filters.
Okay.
And making sure everything's running properly.
Well, why not?
So I don't know, but so it's just too much of a coincidence that that happened a couple weeks ago, and now we're getting orbs. So I'm kind of, in one way, I'm freaked out, but then you got to kind of talk yourself into like a comfort mode, you know, like maybe it's comforting. Maybe he's just checking up on us, just floating around. I don't know. But yeah, it's kind of, it's more on the creepy side, though. Because there's just nothing down there. And you always read about this stuff on the internet. And you see the pictures and you're like, whatever, nerds. And then...
You know what? It's comforting to think that it's your grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to find out instead that it's the spirit of some old Wild West pioneer who died in a wagon train right at the spot where your house was built.
Get out of here! His name is Cookie.
Yes.
The house constantly smells like baked beans now.
And cowboy farts.